right, 806 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have y'all along. Not only is it a Friday, it's a football Friday.
Mm.
The countdown is here for Senior Bowl. How many days does our buddy Jim have left?
8 days until Senior Bowl kickoff, but I think Jim, well, he's already in it because it's time. There's going to be players showing up this weekend.
I mean, this is a cliche understatement of the year. You're a pretty busy man right now.
Yeah, I'm ready to throw my phone into Mobile Bay here, guys. hundreds of texts and calls from agents and sponsors and players, and it's busy, but busy's good. I'm not complaining. It just means our game's growing and there's more demand for it. It's an exciting time. We had players down at the office this week for our local media day, so that was great. And all the gear is here, and the office stinks like football, so I love this time of year.
That's awesome. Well, we are 8 days away from kickoff, and I want to remind people where they can get their tickets now. You've got online, but some locations they can go to also, right?
Yeah, you can get them online at seniorbowl.com. That's really easy. Or you can go to Piggly Wiggly and get them. They're actually discounted tickets, and then you also get a pass to the Piggly Wiggly tailgate. Which is right outside Ladd Stadium. Huge tent, great party for the pregame. So you both places. And they're going fast. This Jalen Hurts thing I thought was going to be big for the game, but it's really moving tickets even better than I thought. So we're trying to get that sellout. First sellout since 2012 with Tim Tebow, and we're inching closer to it.
Yeah, you called that with Jalen Hurts when he announced he was coming to Mobile. Absolutely massive news for our area. I kind of want to run through the itinerary here because there's so much to check out next week, not just the Senior Bowl game itself, but all the events leading into it. First, you mentioned there was a media day. When do the players and the coaches truly begin to show up en masse?
Yeah, about 90% of the players will be here on Sunday. And then there'll be a handful of guys driving in from drivable markets, like Marlon Davidson from Auburn's driving down on Monday. There's a group of players that are training over at a really nice training facility in Pensacola on Monday. I think Anthony Jennings is driving down from Tuscaloosa. So, but really, 90 to 95% will be in on Sunday.
One of my favorite things to check out, Senior Bowl week, it makes you feel like you're an exclusive member of a team, but the practices that you have, open practices at Ladd Peebles Stadium, Tuesday through Thursday afternoon, and it's really cool because you have the coaching staffs out there, which this year Cincinnati and Detroit, but it's also cool to look around the stands. I know last year I saw Titans coach Mike Vrabel and Kansas City coach Andy Reid, who happened to be playing against each other this Sunday, but you get to see a lot of people that you're normally seeing on TV.
Yeah, no, it's just kind of a star-studded thing with practice. You know, Jerry Jones will be out there, and you know, basically all 32 GMs come. I would say, like, head coaching-wise, there's probably somewhere in the 20s come to practice. So, you know, a lot of famous faces that most people only get to see on TV, but we're lucky enough down here on the Gulf Coast that they're all coming to our backyard. So that's really the neat thing about the week, and I've been trying to sell that to the nation right now. You know, I know that our local community, we've had the game for 71 years, but this is a really unique thing, and that's what we're selling across the country. You come to Mobile, and the NFL kind of descends on our town for a week, and you can see these guys. You can walk up and down Dolphin Street and, you know, pop into a bar. I went into the Haberdasher last year here on Dolphin Street, and Mike Vrabel and a couple other head coaches were sitting at the bar having a beer together, and you don't get that anywhere else, especially, you know, in a town our size. You know, Indianapolis has the combine, and a lot of that stuff goes on in Indianapolis, but that's a big city.
Mm-hmm.
So down here, it's just got much more intimate feel, and have access to, you know, all these NFL guys is a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it really seems like the NFL guys and the media enjoy that about coming down to Mobile also. Some of the other events, one of my favorites that I used to go to every year while I was in school, the Senior Bowl FCA Rally. That's Wednesday night at the Convention Center. Then Thursday morning, the Senior Bowl Summit, and you have a really cool guest coming as the main speaker, Gary Vaynerchuk, and it'll be, you'll have Jeremy Schapp there also from ESPN's Outside the Lines. So that'll be really, really cool on Thursday morning. You have the Fuse Project lip sync battle that night at the Soul Kitchen. And then one day that a lot of people wait for every single year, the Senior Bowl experience on Friday afternoon, where you can get players' autographs, meet the players and coaches, and then that's followed by the Mardi Gras parade and party. So some new things added, but also some old favorites at the Senior Bowl this week.
Yeah, you know, the event at the convention center is great for kids, you know, to get the autographs. The lines are going to be long for Jalen and Justin Herbert and all the Alabama and Auburn players. And if you strike out there, if you don't get the player you want, because some of those lines will be long, then the great thing about our Mardi Gras parade this year is each player is going to be, you know, throwing about 10 footballs. There's going to be about 1,000 autographed footballs being thrown at the Mardi Gras parade. So, you know, you could catch a limited edition Jalen Hurts football at the parade, which is really cool. I can't wait to see how that parade comes off. We're going to have, you know, bands and the mascots from all over the country, the Oregon Duck and Sparty from Michigan State. And those guys are going to be walking up Dolphin Street with the players. And it's going to be a really, really fun event.
That's outstanding. Very, very cool. I want to talk a little bit about the game that happened this week, the lead-in or the appetizer to the Senior Bowl, as I like to call it, the national championship game on Monday night with LSU beating Clemson and capping off an historic season. But, Jim, another great game from Joe Burrow. And to me, someone who is not in any way an NFL scout, just watching him over this year, his pocket movement and then his arm, where it seems like he can make all the throws, seems to me like he should be a day one starter when he makes it into the NFL. In your opinion, someone who has been scouting and knows more about football than I'll ever know, what's Burrow's greatest asset for the NFL right now?
I would say that you talked about his pocket movement, his pocket feel, his ability to feel pressure, and then just the poise and the toughness in there. A lot of guys can operate really well from a clean pocket, and this guy operates with chaos all around him, equally as effective. I mean, this kid he's unflappable. You know, you're waiting all season for him to have kind of a drop off in a game, and every week it seems like he got better and better. It was unbelievable. So we talked to Joe two nights ago. He called two nights ago and said that he hadn't made up his mind on the Senior Bowl just because, you know, they just played on Monday, and then, you know, it's been kind of a whirlwind week. They all hopped on a plane yesterday to go to the White House, or they're meeting the president today, I believe. And then we're going to talk tonight about him getting to Mobile. And you brought up the Cincinnati Bengals coaching our game, and they've got the number one overall pick. So, you know, my sell to Joe is that if you're going to go down that road and you and the Bengals are going to be, you know, joined for the next, you know, foreseeable future, why not start that in Mobile, Alabama? It'd be a great way to kick off that relationship.
Yeah, it sure would be great. And before the game, you already had three LSU players signed on to come down to Mobile and play in the Senior Bowl. Since then, a couple of the big boys from the O-line have signed on also.
Yeah, yesterday we got Lloyd Cushenberry, their junior center. And, you know, we can bring juniors to the Senior Bowl now. I don't know if everyone realizes that, but if they have their diplomas, we can bring juniors. We brought 12 last year, and it really helped our roster. You know, those guys are, most of those juniors that leave are really good players. Lloyd's going to be probably a second or third round pick, probably a second round pick. You know, he was first team all SEC, he was second team all American, he was a captain there. He's a great kid. So we're excited to get Lloyd, and then his right guard that plays right next to him, Damian Lewis, who is just a big mauler, a big strong monster, and he's. We got both those guys signed up yesterday. We're excited about that. And I don't think it can hurt, you know, our recruitment of Joe Burrow if he knows two of the guys that protected him all year are coming to the game as well.
Yeah, for sure. You added two guys and about 750 pounds there to the roster with those LSU guys. You talked about Jalen Hurts earlier and how big of a deal it is that he's coming down to play in the game with so many Alabama fans that have followed him to Oklahoma. But he's not the only one in a stacked quarterback class that you've got coming to Mobile. You mentioned maybe we can get Joe Burrow down here, but Justin Herbert from Oregon, he'll be playing. Shea Patterson, the former Ole Miss quarterback who moved on to Michigan, and then Jordan Love with Utah State, just a few of the names that'll be playing quarterback. Talk some about some of the great quarterbacking we'll get to see if you go to the practices or the games this week.
Yeah, you know, quarterbacks always kind of drive the draft narrative every year, and I learned that last year doing some work at ESPN. That's all I worked there for like 3 months after our game, and that's all we talked about every day was quarterback. So, it's important to get those guys down here. And like you said, with Justin Herbert from Oregon, the Rose Bowl MVP, great player. We've had four top 10 quarterbacks in the Senior Bowl in the last 3 years, with Carson Wentz, Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen from Buffalo, and Daniel Jones last year of the Giants. And Justin will be the fifth one. I'm pretty confident saying that Justin's going to go in the top 10. A really talented guy. You brought up Jordan Love, a junior from Utah State, another guy that's a first-round talent. He didn't have quite the year some people expected because they changed coaches, and you know he never really looked comfortable. But in terms of just being a first-round talent and being an NFL starter, he has that kind of ability. So yeah, great group of quarterbacks. And again, with Jalen coming down, I mean that's huge for us because we know how many people down here want to see Jalen.
Well, Jim, you're a great follow on Twitter, and I recommend anyone out there follow at JimNagy_SB. But the first jerseys to arrive, I guess a couple weeks ago now, were the Auburn players' jerseys. Then you posted another picture here this last week with the Bama players' equipment arriving. Remind everyone out there who they can expect to see from Auburn and Alabama when they come out.
Yeah, guys, we really are selective when it comes to those players now. You know, I think there was a time where you know, basically anyone that played at Alabama or Auburn and was a senior got invited to the game. And we're changing that up because we're really trying to make this the best of the best. You know, this game's always been great, but, you know, in order for some of these guys at Alabama, if we're going to get the top guys at those schools, we got to make this more exclusive, you know, because they practice against, you know, they all practice against each other every day. They know who the best of the best is on their teams. So that's who we need to, invite to Mobile. So, you know, I think we got a really good chance of having two first-round guys from Alabama, Terrell Lewis and Raekwon Davis on the defensive line. Terrell Lewis, if his injury stuff is okay and his medical stuff is okay at the combine, he's a top 15 talent. Really, really good player. And then Anfernee Jennings is a stud. He's going to be probably a third-round pick. Jaron Maiden, the safety, kind of a late bloomer at Alabama, but he's more in like sixth-round range. But then for Auburn, Marlon Davidson had a great year, probably a third-round type player. And same thing with their left tackle, Prince Tiguanogo, pure left tackle, and he's probably in that third-round range as well. So, you know, a bunch of guys that are going to go on, you know, day one or day two of the draft. So it's great to have those in-state guys. Everyone down here wants to see them as well. And we got the best ones, so we're excited about it.
Yeah, pretty good opportunity that some of these guys play in the Senior Bowl this year and then the Super Bowl next year. Just looking at the four teams left standing in the NFL that are playing in conference championships this week, I went through last year's roster and looked to see who's still playing in the NFL this week. On the Titans, you got a linebacker, David Long, who played an outstanding game against Baltimore this last weekend, and an O-lineman who's been starting pretty much the entire season, who was on the Senior Bowl field last year, Nate Davis, from North Carolina, Charlotte. And then San Francisco, one of the best rookie wide receivers in the game, Deebo Samuels, and a Green Bay Packers starting guard, Elton Jenkins, were all here at the Senior Bowl last year and still playing in the NFL as they're down to four teams. They're able to turn it around that quickly. That's how much talent these guys have.
Well, you know, that last year's class with all those first-round picks, the 10 first-round picks, and 40 guys in the first three rounds, I mean, we had 11 players out of last year's game make the all-rookie team this week. And that's a phenomenal number considering so many juniors that, you know, 144 juniors were in last year's draft. So for us to have 11 all-rookie members from the Senior Bowl was huge. You know, you brought up Dre Greenlaw as a guy you didn't bring up, who made the all-rookie team, was a fifth-round pick for San Francisco. Deebo Samuel made that all-rookie team. So that's been really the fun part for me, is seeing last year's class move on, you know, having relationships with those young men, and then see them go on and have such instant success. It's been a lot of fun.
Very cool. Well, 8 days away from kickoff, a lot of stuff starts before then. Again, tell everyone where they can get tickets.
Yeah, seniorbowl.com is one real easy way. Another great way is go to Piggly Wiggly. You actually get a discount on your ticket, and you get a pass to go to the Piggly Wiggly tailgate party, which is right outside Ladd Stadium on game day. So two easy ways to get tickets. And I will say they're going fast. The Jalen Hurts effect has been real. So go get your tickets before it's too late.
Good stuff. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me on again.
Thank you. And you know what? Get some rest in 9 days.
we'll do, Sean.
All right. Man, you imagine how busy that is?
I can't. Texts from agents. Yeah. And you know, all the agents think their player, have to act like their player is the best thing in the world.
Of course. Of course, that's their job.
And he's
got to get a cut.
He's got to put all of that together, and it's all this week.
Yeah, well, Senior Bowl time again. Hey, coming right back, more of Mobile Mornings, and we'll talk about some Mardi Gras, another thing that follows up the Senior Bowl. That's all straight ahead. Thanks, Kane. 825 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. So the holidays are over. It's a brand new year. And if you're thinking about the high interest credit cards that you used over the holidays and those bills that'll be coming in, here's a way to ease your mind. How about paying off your credit card balances and saving with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream? You can roll multiple credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay, which is way lower than the national average, which is sitting at 20% APR. Plus, there's absolutely no fees. No application fee, no origination fee, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. And the application is so quick and easy, you can do it right from your phone. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And here for y'all, special interest rate discount when you apply on the website lightstream.com/Sullivan. The only way to get the discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, lightstream.com/Sullivan. Sullivan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, to 8:26, and it is, 8 days away from Senior Bowl. Who are you most excited about seeing?
Of course I'm excited to see Jalen Hurts and what he's able to do with the NFL coaches out there and all the scouts watching the game. Justin Herbert should be fun to watch because, like Jim said, his draft stock kind of, it took a little bit of a dip this year, and then he had an outstanding Rose Bowl game and brought it back up. And then you got the Alabama and Auburn players, of course, with Anthony Jennings, Raekwon Davis, Terrell Lewis, and Jared Maiden from Bama, and then Auburn's Marlon Davidson, the defensive end who helped wreak so much havoc this year with Derrick Brown. And then the left tackle, Prince Tega Nwaneogo, who, by the way, is an actual real-life prince. Some country in Africa, and I wish I could remember what.
Is this something you got on the internet?
No, I looked it up. It's actually, I mean, of course, everything I get's from the internet.
Right.
But yeah, he's actually a prince from his hometown in Africa, and he came over and started playing for the Auburn Tigers, and now, I don't know, I think there's maybe already a prince or two in the NFL.
Right, but like he's like, but that's not his name. That's his thing.
Yeah, he wasn't named prince. He became a prince after he was born. So that'll be cool to see those players there. And then
I did not know that.
And if they get Joe Burrow, I'm not sure whether he'll be able to play because the reports following this week's national championship game were that he tore some rib cartilage during the game.
Ooh, man.
But it's just as important for these guys to come down and interview with the NFL scouts, talk to them, and kind of so they can get a feel of the player that they may or may not draft. And with him being right now the most important player in the draft because the Cincinnati Bengals are expected to pick him with the number one overall pick, it'll be a really cool catch if the Senior Bowl is able to bring him down. But a ton of outstanding players to check out. And you can't forget about the player that plays at Florida and is
from here,
LaMichael Perine. He's making his homecoming, and it'll be really cool to see him come back to Mobile.
Yeah, it's something that, I sit back and you've got so much more wisdom on this stuff than I. Look at quarterbacks, and then the kind of quarterbacks that the NFL looks for. Not always, like there'll be in years past, there's this star college quarterback, they don't get recruited as strong. They get recruited, but not at the level that I thought they would.
Yeah, well, it's so,
and then it's like a quarterback from a smaller school gets recruited better for the NFL.
Yeah, and that's because of the 3 or 4 years of play that they get in the NCAA. Quarterback right now, and maybe forever, has been the hardest position to project their future. That's why we've seen so many busts from quarterbacks once they make it into the NFL as high draft picks. And then we've seen the Tom Brady's of the world that are in the sixth round. And
yes.
There's always this.
Drew Brees was what? Was he?
Drew Brees. I can't remember.
He wasn't a number one.
You know, he played at Purdue.
Yeah.
And I think he was drafted by another team before he went to San Diego, or he might have been drafted by San Diego. And, of course, eventually made his way to New Orleans where he's set all these records.
Right.
He wasn't a sixth round pick, that's for sure. But I can't remember. I can't remember if he was a first round pick.
But that's what we're getting at, is to hear these people that are like the names in the NFL for quarterbacks that weren't maybe the name in college football.
Right. And then also the shift in what you want your quarterback to be able to do. Because for so long, you needed them to be a pocket passer that can make all of the throws on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you need to have a strong arm. That's part of it. But you have to just, more than anything, be able to make plays. We've seen some of these guys, the Deshaun Watsons, Patrick Mahomes, Kyler Murray this last season, that can run. They can move just as good as running backs, but also make some throws. So it'll be interesting to see some of these quarterbacks come down and play in Mobile.
All right. Know some discussion. Probably will pop up tomorrow morning during Prep Sports Report and, of course, on Sports Night on Monday. Coming right back, Webb Jackson from St. Jude's joins us. We got a party for you.
Good morning, 8:35 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings Friday style. It's time to head to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
All right, Dalton. Happy Friday morning, buddy.
Hey, same to you. Let's talk about the buying experience once you get out there on the lot at McConnell Automotive, and also some of the great deals you have going on right now.
Dalton, you know, one of the examples we've got is employee pricing on the Sierra. And, you know, for everybody out there listening that buddy mightn't have had a bad experience somewhere, got disappointed, you know, we just try to focus on honest prices. And, you know, that usually means the lowest prices too, Dalton. But, you know, if people go to our website, they come and see us, they call us, they're going to be pleasantly surprised, you know, just at the straight shooting. And right now we've even got 0% for 72 months. So I just invite anybody out there that might be in the market, you know, give McConnell a shot. You got nothing to lose. And quite frankly, we were going to save people money and make it easy and, you know, just make people feel respected, buddy.
That's right. And you mentioned the website, McConnellAutomotive.com. For my money, one of the most user-friendly websites that's out there right now. And you can see the pictures of all of your inventory, the interior of the car and exterior of the car. Great website to check out.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, we also have probably the biggest selection anywhere in Alabama or on the Gulf Coast. So we like to order a lot of vehicles. People get to look at colors, equipment. That new AT4 truck, we got a bunch to choose from for that 0% for 72 months. So I appreciate it, man, and I hope you guys have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, Mitch.
Take care, Dalton.
That's Mitch McConnell. You can go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive. You'll find him on Dolphin Street just east of I-65.
All right, and checking traffic here. Any updates?
Yeah, you know, we had that slowdown this morning because of an overturned tractor trailer.
That was at the interchange,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, eastbound on I-10 between Rangeline and 65, right there at the ramp from I-65 southbound. And now that's really slowed some traffic down, according to at Mobile AL Traffic. It's causing delays right now all the way back to Rangeline Road. So slow going right now on 65 southbound.
Although it's been better than the fog we've been dealing with all week, so take it how we can get it out there. All right, we talked about Senior Bowl 8 days away, and then I looked up and I started thinking about the Joy Life Bowl for St. Jude's is not much further on than that, a Mardi Gras Bowl February 1st. Our buddy Webb Jackson from St. Jude's joining us now in studio. Hey, man.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good. So, like we were talking to Jim Nagy about crunch time, it's starting to get crunch time here on the Joy Life Bowl.
It is. It's getting crazy. We're trying to get all the vendors set up, sponsors set up to who we're doing, who's coming out to the ball. We're also trying to set up for the Mardi Gras parade this following the ball afterwards. But getting all the details for setting the ball up is getting a little hectic. It does it every year this time. So,
And I want to introduce people who have not been to the ball before. Let's talk about, you know, people know St. Jude's. They know that name.
Right.
But they may not know about Joy of Life, the parade, and the ball. So explain kind of the genesis of this and what's going on with it.
Well, we started this a couple years back. This is our seventh year that we started doing this. And it's basically a group of people came together to raise money for St. Jude's. There was at any point in time, we found out 50 to 60-something patients from Mobile and Baldwin County are actually at St. Jude, either under their protocol.
How many again?
50 to 60 at any point in time.
Think about that.
Wow. This is a small area.
Yeah. I mean,
50 to 60 people at any time. Now, that's not all the people that are currently under their care. They could have been coming out of their care, mm-hmm. just got diagnosed, or in some version in between it. But it's 50 to 60 something people. Exactly. And that's not including a lot of the DIPG cases you've been hearing about that happened recently in the surrounding areas as well.
So that's an impact.
Yeah, it's a really big thing. So we started looking at something we could do to raise more money. There was a walk-a-thon that was here, so we said, what can we do in Mobile? And it was the Mardi Gras Ball. And said, so let's start the Mardi Gras Ball. So it's a group, we came together, we put a Mardi Gras on every year. This is our seventh year, and all the money raises goes to St. Jude. And it's a Mardi Gras Ball, just like any other ball. It's a white tie, it's a formal event, fully catered by Neiman's. We have Rouse's is going to be there providing food for Neiman's. Obviously, 106.5 is going to be there. You're going to be our MC, correct?
Yep. Yes. Website, get your haircut, Sullivan. Yes, I am going to get that haircut.
WKRG is going to be there as well. We've got restaurants from all over Mobile County and Baldwin County is going to be there as well to provide tastings of the restaurants. There's a live and silent auction. And the cool thing about this that makes a little difference than other Mardi Gras balls is that our king and queen, our current and former patients, are St. Jude from Mobile and Baldwin County.
Yeah, this is pretty special. And I remember getting to meet the king late last year. Yeah, and talking about the upcoming ball. So if somebody's hearing this right now, they say, that sounds great. I'd like to go out for this night, because it's one of these things where you help St. Jude, which is what people want to do, but you have a nice time doing it.
We call it party with a purpose. So if you're going to go out and have a good time, why not do something for a good cause? It's for St. Jude. All the money goes to St. Jude, and we're looking forward to having another great year.
Okay, let's talk about this. So somebody wants to get tickets. Is it individuals? Can they get tables? How does this work?
We have everything. We have corporate sponsorships all the way down to individual tickets. You can go to our website, joyoflifegulfcoast.org, and there's a ticket link on there, and it'll take you to the site. Individual tickets are $100, couple tickets are $150, and then they go up to sponsorships up to $10,000 to $15,000 depending on what you want to do and how much you want to sponsor. But we also have tables for 10 that reserves you a table, so you come to the ball, you don't have to look somewhere to sit.
Right.
You go to your table. That's your table, has your name on it.
I can bring my Neiman's food over there and sit down at that table.
You can do whatever you want to. You paid for it, you can do what you want. You can take a nap on it if you want to.
Let's not encourage that.
It's up to you. It's going to be kind of hard, though, because it's going to be a lot of live music there with Flyby Radio. It's going to be the band.
Oh, that's great. Great. And this is at the
Daphne Civic Center on February 1st.
All right. So tickets, we'd like them to go ahead and buy them now, get your tickets, because you got to either dust off the tails, or you got to go rent those as well. Exactly. Y'all got a discount deal too for people renting.
Yes, we do. Men's Warehouse has a discount. If you go to Men's Warehouse, you mention you're going to St. Jude, the Joy of Life Mardi Gras Ball, they will give you, I think, I'm not really sure what the percentage is, but they will have a discount if you rent their tux from them.
But I want to circle back before we wrap up here. I want y'all to get tickets, but you said it, I'm going to go back. Once again, how many cases?
50 to 60 children at any point in time are from Mobile and Baldwin County under some type of protocol with St. Jude.
It's a stunning number. And I know that you have children that go up to St. Jude, but at the same time, St. Jude coordinating things right here along the Gulf Coast.
Right, and that's one thing we're trying to show this year, that our queen actually was not a St. Jude patient. She actually had her treatment here in Mobile, but they used the protocol that St. Jude made that they freely give out to anyone, and they gave it to the hospital here, I think it was South Alabama, they gave to Women's and Children, and that's what saved her, was the protocol St. Jude made.
Amazing.
So she didn't have to go up to St. Jude.
So I mean, there's a way that they're not only sharing with the individual kids that go up there, they're sharing with other medical facilities.
All over the world, they give it to it free.
It's fantastic. What a great charity, and what a great way to help out. So once again, the website, where do we get tickets?
Joyoflifegulfcoast.org.
Okay. What if we give people a chance to just... Can we win some tickets?
Sure, let's give away some tickets now.
Staring at me. Okay, so let's do. So, what do you want to do here? What do you want to give away? You want to give a pair away?
Sure, let's give a pair away now.
Okay, so this would be a pair of tickets for the Joy of Life Ball, and this is coming up February 1st. You will, if the winners here will need to make sure they have their costume du rigueur.
Right, yeah, it's white tie, so it's tails for the men and a formal gown for the ladies.
All right, so that's $150 value. Caller number 6, Let's do that. Caller number six at 343-0106, 343-0106. Hook you up with those tickets. It's happening at the Daphne Civic Center. It's the Joy of Life Ball. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Webb, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Coming right back, more of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. And, by the way, too, if you get a chance, stop by the website and check out the online opinion poll question. Another bite at the infrastructure apple, the North Bay Expressway. Some groups already talking about they may oppose it because of tolling. We'll get in details on that as well. Stay close. Right, 850. FM Talk 106.5. Big thank you to Webb Jackson, St. Jude. One of those charities we think so much about here at FM Talk 106.5. 50 to 60 local children at any given time inside some, either up at, you know, St. Jude's in Tennessee or having treatment done or in it, it just stunning numbers. And obviously, you know the charity, you know they do great work. And what a great event to come out and celebrate, have a good time in a Mardi Gras ball and raise money for St. Jude. We had a first winner here.
Yeah, Sheba Gardner winning a couple tickets to the Joy of Life ball. So very cool. And if you buy your tickets, you're making some kids' day.
That's right.
Multiple kids' days.
That's for sure. And, yeah, we'll see you. So I'm emceeing the event, but we have FM Talk 106.5 table, so there'll be a bunch of us out there. So come by and say hello when you come out to the Daphne Civic Center on February 1st. And the website, once again, joyoflifegulfcoast.org.
MC Sullivan.
Yeah, that's right.
You can have
on the ones and twos.
Fog machine, disco lights.
Sure. I got to find some of those. Well, you know, we have, what did I do with those? Because when we got the mobile command unit, which is our mobile broadcasting, or the van, it did have the disco lights in there. And
yeah.
I would have fun. I'd have politicos in there doing an interview, and I'd go up and flip the switch. And it also
if we don't find the fog machine, we'll just have to use dry ice, I guess, the old school way.
I need to get rid of that too. If somebody, it's got a fog machine in it still, and we have I got a jug of stuff in, you know, under the seats where you sit in the mobile command. You know how there's that storage down there? There's a jug of stuff that is the liquid you put in the fog machine. I don't know what to do with it. It's been,
it's awesome.
So if somebody's in need of some fog machine juice, I'd be more than happy to just give it to you.
There's someone out there.
Yeah, you just come on by the studio. If you need fog machine juice, I'll come by. We'll walk out of the van. I'll get it for you. I mean, you know, we're local company, pretty down home. If you need fog machine juice, just come on by the studios and we'll walk out to the van and get it. All right. Looking at the poll, I can't believe this. I can't believe this means State Auditor Jim Ziegler has not seen the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll yet, because we asked the question, would you support the new Mobile Bay Bridge Expressway if it did not toll the Wallace Tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
And it's right now 100% of y'all say yes. Let me point out that it could have a toll. Again, this is how I look at it. Let's say they get this project that was discussed yesterday. We discussed it this morning as $1.2 billion versus $2.2 or $3 billion project, picks up at Virginia Street, still has a bridge, a 200 and something foot bridge, but doesn't have exits onto the causeway and then dumps off on the Eastern Shore. Let's say that thing is tolled. Okay, let's say the toll is, come up with a high number here to try to make this, the toll is tolls $8
mm-hmm.
each way. Okay, but the Wallace Tunnel and I-10 is still, everything's normal, no toll on that. I think, now I don't know if financially they can make it work with a P3 or whatever, but at that point, you don't have me as an opponent. My opposition was the fact that you shut down the route of I-10 and made it tollable to pay for the new bridge build. Yes, there will be some people always that no matter what structure is built, if it's tolled, they're going to be against it. But if there's still the normal route we use now, and it's still untold, if you want to build a new structure that you can make that decision, say, man, I really need to get over to grandma's house or whatever, this traffic's bad, I'm going to do, and you choose to pay the money to do it, I don't think you would hear, you know, the grassroots rise up against it. I mean, there would be some people, you can't toll that. But if you have a route that already is the same as we got now, you don't toll the Wallace Tunnel, but you have this other structure that you pay tolls on, I think... I don't know if they could do it financially, but if they could, I think there wouldn't be the pushback.
My question is, what would be the ease of access onto this new expressway?
So Virginia Street, getting off of Virginia Street exit.
But,
and by then, you can see if there's traffic backup.
But we're talking about people traveling from west, you know, from Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, wherever, people traveling from the east. Would they know to take that it would be faster? They're already on I-10, are they just going to stay on 10?
You put the signage up, you say, you know, make your trip faster, whatever you want to do to advertise it, to say this is the fast route, mm-hmm. Optional toll on the way or something like that. Now, do I think that it'll make the revenue that they need to do? Probably not.
No.
But I'm saying just politically. Okay, politically, if they can toll a new structure if they don't toll the Wallace Tunnel. I mean, I don't know if they can pay for it doing that, but if they have politically an idea that says we're going to build this new structure and yes, it's going to be tolled, but that toll is not going to be put on the Wallace Tunnel, you can choose not to use it.
Yeah.
To me, that's what I thought that for the longest time until just about a year ago. It was about a year ago, maybe even more than a year ago, that on Midday Mobile, I had folks in from ALDOT. Remember, and we'd all been cruising along. I'd been talking about the bridge project for a decade,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they were sitting in here and they said, well, necessarily, the Wallace Tunnel will be tolled because of the leaky nature of this. In other words, leaky being people wouldn't take the toll and go through the free route. And when they said that...
Record scratch.
Record did scratch, right? And I said, what do you mean? They said, oh yeah, this has been on the books for a while. This is part of the plan. Like, very few people knew that. And at that point, I said, well, this is all... Discussions change. So if you take that element out of putting a required toll on the Wallace and give people the option, they could still go the same way they've always gone for no money, or they can choose to take the toll. I think if you can make the numbers work, which I don't know if you can, but if you can make the numbers work, I think you have a winner.
Yeah, I agree with that logic.
We need new infrastructure. There are some people out there that are just no to everything, and we don't need anything new. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
I agree that there needs to be at least one way that you don't have to take a massive detour and you can go through untold. My fear is that all these non-locals coming through would be scared to take an exit to a toll bridge and instead decide to stay on I-10 and go through the Wallace Tunnel. And then you only get the locals who are actually going to or from work or to or from grandma's house. They're the only ones who end up using the toll bridge because they don't want to wait. And then, you know, if you don't want to wait, you end up paying tolls anyway, just like we didn't want to begin with.
Well, you can choose. If you choose to pay the toll, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the option, the idea of the tolled infrastructure, which, by the way, like it or not, that's the future. I mean, President Trump's talked about it. I mean, he's talking about that being part of the future. I mean, everybody is talking about that being part of the future. We can figure out how we could do something else to avoid that, but they're all saying that's the future. And if it's given as I've told you, I mean, when I go to Florida and driving to South Florida, yeah, Lord knows you pay the tolls. You get on there at the Florida Turnpike at wherever that is, Geehaw Junction, Weekiwachee, whatever. Okay, you get on there. I know it's going to be like, I think it's almost $18 or $16.50 or something like that by the time I get off in Miami. I could go I-95, but I make a choice because I want to get down there faster. I've got, you know, wild children in the back. You know, I want to get there. I make a choice to spend that money. It doesn't bother me. Nobody forced me to do that. I made a choice to do that. And I think if you had a situation like that for a bridge, which problem is, I don't know that they can make the numbers work, is what we'll hear. But if they can, no problem. You toll it, whatever. Because I still have the route I can take today, I can still take then for mm-hmm. free. I can make the choice to take another route and spend the money. And I don't think that's a deal killer.
We've been getting some texts and some messages on Facebook, and Roy on Facebook said, do not fall for no toll on the tunnels. They intend to remove them so they can make the river deeper for bigger ships. Bridges on the causeway are old, so they will have to rebuild or closed. And there you are paying a toll with no choice.
Now, the idea here for the North Bay Expressway is not using the existing infrastructure. It's a
new bridge.
Elevated bridge. I-10 would be the same. Remember, any kind of repairs to I-10, to the current structure, federal government pays all that because it's not expanding it. So remember that. All right, we'll talk about this more coming up on the Midday Show. Mike Gallagher on the way next. Y'all have a great one.